August focusing obviously on women and their contribution to the country and their homes, we've invited the organizer of Fix Her Crown, Angie Shabangu, to tell us how they'll be honoring women. Now, Angie, why choose to host a Women's Month event?
Good evening, Zingiswa and the listeners. I chose to host this event to reduce the stress level of women and the things that we go through on a daily basis, because as women, we carry so much and we tend to forget about ourselves. We never take time to take care and look after our health. We never take time to take care and look after ourselves individually. So I chose to make this event so that I let women get out once in a while and forget about children, forget about the homes and the struggles that they go through, the financial situations that they are with. So I chose to say, on Women's Day or on Women's Month, why not I gather around a few women and let's just go and have fun.
So what would set Fix Her Crown apart from the typical Women's Month events we see every year?
Since we know that it's Women's Month and everybody wants to gather women and have fun, I decided that on my theme, we do not have a particular theme where we say we need a pink color or dress up in a ball gown or dress up in a suit. We say sexy yet classy. That means when you look in your wardrobe, pick what makes you feel sexy. Pick what makes you feel classy. Dust yourself up and go out there and have fun without you going to the shops and buying new clothes, because we know we are all having these financial constraints and all the different kind of things that we have. So our event does not really put you under pressure to say, listen, I need to go and look for a certain outfit. You just need to look your best and come and enjoy. And also, I give a chance to women that are new entrepreneurs, women that are having their small little businesses, to come and present their businesses to other women and network with other women who are coming from different industries. That's what sets us apart from all the other different Women's Day events.
So Women's Day is obviously being commemorated tomorrow, and we see a lot of these events obviously set aside for tomorrow. But why choose a day that isn't Women's Day and rather have it over the weekend on the 13th?
Now, I've been doing this for the past 3 years, and fortunate enough, other years the event would fall on a Saturday or on a Sunday. So because we don't want to be rushing things, we want to take time and talk and network and hear and listen to other women, I chose the 13th, which is going to be a Saturday, so that we all relax and take time without having to rush home and saying the following day we're having to go to work, I have to fix the kids. Again, that means we are not taking time to yourself. You are thinking about home when you are supposed to go to work the following day. So Saturday is a good day for us to mingle, and nobody's rushing to go home. We've got nannies taking care of our kids, grandmothers or their fathers taking care of them. So that is why I chose the 13th to make the event.
And for those who are still interested in getting more information about Fix Her Crown, where can they find this?
I have an Instagram page, which is called Angelica Oguhle, and my Facebook page is also Angelica Shabangu, where I posted the event, and Sibo also did post the event. But we've posted this a month ago, and we are almost full. So I can only take 10 ladies who are really interested in attending our event, which will be at Friends Cafe on the 13th at 5 o'clock, and we will request that if there are 10 ladies that are interested, they can make their payment to secure their seat, and we'll see them on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Angie, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And that was Fix Her Crown organizer Angie Shabangu on the upcoming Women's Month event. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.